As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the worst time of the year. I turn on my radio. No Charlie Steiner. No Rick Monday. Please, come back.
Oh, come on back.
Before you know it, they'll be back on the field at Camelback Ranch.
Why can't this be spring training?
But our coverage of the Blue never stops.
AM 570 LA Sports.
This is off-season Dodger talk. Get in on the show by calling 866-987-2570 or hashtag Dodger talk. And now your host, David Basse.
Happy Martin Luther King Day. Welcome to Dodger talk. David Basse with you until 8 o'clock tonight right here on AM 570 LA Sports. We are taking your phone calls. That's right. Phone lines are open at 866-987-2570. The last 2 weeks, we've had some pretty good guests, I would say. Clayton Kershaw kicked off our 2021 year by coming on the show. And last week, we had the man that has caught more games in Dodger franchise history than any other catcher. And that is Mike Socia. In case you missed any of that, you can podcast them on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Tonight, it's just you and me and the hot stove, which is getting hotter and hotter. And today, the San Diego Padres made a very good trade in acquiring Joe Musgrove from the Pittsburgh Pirates in a three-team trade that sent Joey Lucchese. He's going to New York, and he is going to be part of the Mets bullpen. And that's kind of where he belongs. And it's sad to see him go because the Dodgers took batting practice off of him the last 4 years. So I'm going to be sad, and I'm sure Dodger hitters are going to be sad to see Lucchese lead the division since they had such great success against him. They are going to have a tougher time against Joe Musgrove, who is from San Diego, and he was reporters in Pittsburgh that he was really excited to be joining the hometown Padres. Now the Padres' rotation is looking a little bit more solid than it was when all they had was Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, and Chris Paddock, who was coming off a horrible 60-game season. He didn't even get a start in the playoffs against the Dodgers. So I know everybody loves Chris Paddock, but he is becoming to be hittable. He needs to make adjustments. So this is what the Padres' rotation looks like. Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Chris Paddock. Everybody's talking about Nelson Lament like he is a sure thing. He's not. From what I've been told and what we saw in the playoffs, he is anything but a health sure thing. He was having elbow issues, and you know, I never want to see anybody's career put in jeopardy, but if he has a second Tommy John surgery, he's in the same boat as Mike Clevinger. Huge long shots to come back and be who they were before. So for that reason, the Padres are better. And I did get a couple of texts from a couple of managers around the league that told me they like Joe Musgrove. And I like Joe Musgrove. The Dodgers were kicking the tires on him for the last couple of years, from my understanding. They just never could put the trade together last winter with the Pirates. But he is off to San Diego, and their rotation is four deep. And I would say three deep, and they have a young Paddock who's trying to figure it out. As far as the Dodgers go, they are, if you forgot, and if everybody, I know we reached San Diego on this great station, AM 570. In case you forgot down there, the Dodgers are the defending World Series champions. They are the defending eight-time National League West champions. They did put the Padres in their place the last three-game series of the regular season when the Padres thought they were going to knock the Kings off their throne. That did not happen. That solidified the Dodgers winning the West going away. And then in the postseason, when the Padres had a lot of hype and a lot of energy, when things were going well for them, they were put in their place again by the Dodgers. So let's not forget that. They're still in that category of learning how to win. And maybe this is their year. Maybe this is their year to overtake the Dodgers. But from my seat, there's still some learning to do. And really, some guys on that team that have to prove it. I know Blake Snell had a good postseason, but he did not have a good last 2 years. Subpar after his Cy Young season. Yu Darvish had a Cy Young caliber season last year. He's tremendous. I don't expect anything less from him during the regular season. But let's see what he can do in the playoffs. So before everybody crowns the Padres, like Dennis Green would say, let's pump the brakes a little bit. At 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. As far as the Dodgers go and improving their World Championship roster, things are looking good if you're a Justin Turner fan because, A, he hasn't signed with another team. B, the Atlanta Braves, a suitor for Turner, have come out publicly and said that they are going to stick with Austin Riley at third base and are going to look for a right-handed bat for left field. Could that mean Marcelo Ozuna going back there? Possibly. But that's good news if you're a Justin Turner fan and want him to come back to the Dodgers. We all do. We all want Turner to come back, and that's good news. Also, the Toronto Blue Jays still have not stepped up, obviously, to sign Turner after losing out on DJ LeMahieu. So that's a good sign, too, that they have not stepped up to the plate financially to pry Turner away from Los Angeles or to make it a really tough decision for him to leave. Turner's back in L.A. He's posting on his Instagram that he's at the Boneyard in Chatsworth working out, and that's a great sign, too, that he's back in L.A. So my prediction is Justin Turner comes back to the Dodgers. My prediction is he signs 2 years guaranteed, and somehow there's a team option, a player option for a third year. That will make everybody happy. And from there, it looks like there is going to be a DH now in the National League after we were told there was not going to be a DH in the National League, which leads me to today's rumors. Marcus Semien, formerly of the Oakland A's and Chicago White Sox, who is a free agent this year. The Dodgers, according to Ken Rosenthal, are talking to Semien, who is represented by the same agency as Kike Hernandez. And why do I bring that up? Well, Kike Hernandez is not coming back to the Dodgers. The Dodgers need to replace that right-handed bat, that versatile right-handed bat. And if you look at Marcus Semien and what he's been able to do in his career in Oakland the last 5 seasons, he's an upgrade from Kike Hernandez. He's a better player than Kike Hernandez right now in their careers, including an MVP type of season in 2019 where he hit 33 home runs and played 162 games at shortstop. That's one thing Kike has never had that he is looking for in free agency, a position to play every day. And Marcus Semien has had that position the last 5 years. That position, shortstop. And you might say, well, then what are you talking about? How is Marcus Semien going to fit in with the Dodgers if Corey Seager is the Dodgers shortstop? You're 100% right. Seager is the shortstop. And you just talked about, David, Justin Turner coming back to play third base. So how does Marcus Semien fit in? Well, Marcus Semien is a versatile infielder. Yes, he hasn't played second base or third base since 2014, but he can play those positions. And I'm foreseeing if the Dodgers are in on Semien, number one, he's an insurance policy in case some team comes out of the blue at the last minute and offers Justin Turner years and dollars that he can't turn down. The other part of that is, with the assumption that there is going to be a DH in the National League this year, there is room for Marcus Semien and Justin Turner on this roster. In fact, there is room for Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, and Justin Turner on this roster because Simeon would get the bulk at second base and then move around from short to third base when you got Seager and Turner off their feet. And as we all know, the Dodgers have been very fortunate to avoid serious injuries to their players for the most part. But Corey Seager has missed time with injuries, back injuries, different things that have kept him out of the lineup. It would be nice to have a backup shortstop the caliber of Marcus Semien, a la a backup shortstop like Kike Hernandez. Chris Taylor also can play really good shortstop if that were to happen. And Justin Turner, he plays about 100 games, 120 games. The knee could pop up. You never know. Things happen. He's 36 years old. Wouldn't it be nice to have a guy like Marcus Semien to back up Justin Turner at third base, in addition to guys like Edwin Rios and Max Muncy? It just makes the team deeper if you signed Semien. He's essentially replacing the spot on the roster that was occupied by Kike Hernandez. I love the idea of Marcus Semien with the Dodgers. I love it. And I firmly believe he, Turner, can coexist on this roster. And by all accounts, Semien is a great guy and a heck of a baseball player. He plays baseball. He knows the game of baseball. So, Dodger fans, do you see what I'm painting here? I'm painting a deep offensive lineup here. Do the Dodgers still have more work to do? Yes, they do. I will tell you where they have more work to do, even if they do sign Justin Turner and Marcus Semien. 866-987-2570. Also, I will tell you the only way Nolan Arenado is in a Dodger uniform in 2021. Don't go anywhere. Dodger talk with you until 8 o'clock right here on AM 570 LA Sports.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is World Champion Off-Season Dodger Talk. Still riding high from 2020. Call 866-987-2570. And now your World Champion broadcaster of the World Champion LA Dodgers, David Vassay.
Addicted to love? Are you trying to endear yourself to me, Colin Yee? Kind of creepy you're playing that. David Vassay with you until 8 o'clock right here on Dodger Talk, 866-987-2570. Where are you, Dodger fans? The hot stove is on. Don't get lackadaisical on me. You want some back-to-back, don't you? Back-to-back champagne? That's what Dodger fans are hoping for in 2021. And the Dodger players, I know, want to try to do it again so they can have a real celebration this time. Have that champagne pouring down their heads after they win the World Series. Unfortunately for them, they did not get to experience that out in Texas for the reasons that you know already. But that's, to me, a good thing. That keeps a team hungry, that they want to try to accomplish that and feel what it tastes like to win the World Series and have that champagne poured over your head. I know that's what a lot of guys have told me. They want to feel that. So that's a great motivation for them to try to win back-to-back World Series titles. We're with you until 8 o'clock right here on AM 570 LA Sports. I told you I laid out the plan, the David Vassay plan. If it's true, the Dodgers are pursuing Marcus Semien. There is room for Simeon, Turner, and Seager. Essentially, Simeon would be replacing Kike Hernandez. And speaking of Kike Hernandez, he just posted on Instagram that he and his wife welcomed their first child into the world, a baby girl. So he's a girl dad. So all our love and blessings go out to Kike and his family. Now, as far as Kike goes, he's looking for a new home. I've heard the Blue Jays are interested in him as well. So we'll see whether or not Toronto actually signs a player instead of just putting their names out there that they're interested in a player. It seems like every player that's a free agent, Toronto is interested in. And every player that's a free agent never signs that player. So take it for what it's worth when you hear the Blue Jays and all these rumors. Now, I mentioned the Dodgers still have more work to do. I will let you know what work they have to do. But you want to know how Nolan Arenado could be a Dodger in 2021? That would change the dynamics of everything I laid out in the previous segment. Nolan Arenado is not going to be traded as long as the current GM, Jeff Bridich, is in charge of making baseball moves for the Rockies. I have known this since last winter. He has no intention of trading Nolan Arenado to the Dodgers. All these rumors, including Jim Bowden saying that he was guaranteeing Arenado would be a Dodger by this Christmas, complete shot in the dark. Blindfolded, throwing darts against the wall. That's somebody that isn't aware of the dynamics. And the dynamics are that Jeff Bridich is not going to trade Nolan Arenado to the Dodgers. Now, there is a way that Nolan Arenado could force a trade to the Dodgers. And this is the only way. And hopefully Nolan is listening down in Sacramento or wherever he's at. Maybe his brother's listening, his cousin's down there in Orange County. This is the only way, if Nolan Arenado really wants to play for the Dodgers, the only way he can get his way is if he tells the owner of the Rockies, I will only waive my no-trade clause if it's to the Dodgers. He has a full no-trade clause, and the only way he will force his way to Los Angeles to play for the team he grew up rooting for is if he tells the Rockies, the only team I will waive my no-trade clause for is the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Rockies, it seems, are looking to shed payroll. Trevor Story is a free agent at the end of the season. They are not re-signing him. Nolan Arenado could opt out of his contract at the end of the season. Is that likely? Probably not. But do you want an unhappy superstar playing third base for you and also carrying the weight of his salary? Yeah, right now they may not feel the need or the pressure to trade Arenado, but how about as we get closer to the non-waiver trade deadline in July and they are forced to trade Trevor Story or risk just getting a compensation pick for Story? Are they really going to keep Nolan Arenado around for the rest of the season? I don't think so. So it all depends on how the Rockies play. But Arenado can force his way to the Dodgers if he takes my advice and just lets the Rockies know the only way I will waive my no-trade clause is if it's a trade to the Dodgers. And as far as I know to this point, he has not done that. So that is the only way if you're dreaming about Nolan Arenado, and I see it on social media, people superimposing the Dodger jersey on Arenado. The only way that becomes reality is if he forces his way to the Dodgers. Now, Nolan's a great guy. I don't know if it's in his personality to be able to do something like that. I don't see it happening. It hasn't happened yet. It might happen. I don't know. But if the Rockies are desperate to shed his salary and the rest of his contract and Trevor Story's for whatever amount of months this season, it's the only way he can find his way to Los Angeles. 866-987-2570. Now, the other moves the Dodgers have to make here are in the bullpen. And I'll let you know who may be available for the Dodgers in the bullpen and who may be a guy to really upgrade what they're trying to do. Now, I guess I'm going to have to swallow this because it was tough for me to see the news just a few days ago that my guy, Alex Wood, who was a big part of the Dodgers winning the World Series, and in my opinion, the best pitcher next to Clayton Kershaw in the 2017 World Series against the Houston Astros, he has signed with the San Francisco Giants. He has joined Farhan Zaidi in San Francisco. That's the connection. Now, I know Alex Wood isn't Cody Bellinger or Corey Seager or Walker Buehler, but Alex Wood was a big part of the Dodgers, A, coming back to beat the Braves 3-1 in Game 7 because of the way he shouldered a lot of the workload in some of those blowout games, and B, he was a big part in the World Series when the Dodgers decided to go with those openers. So for me, Alex Wood was a vital part of the Dodgers' puzzle to winning the World Series in 2020. It stinks to see him go because he's such a great competitor, and it's going to be very awkward between us now. I got to be honest. A little awkward to see Alex Wood pitching for the Giants. And my question to you is, out of any of the Dodgers the last few years, which three would you least like to see wearing a Giant uniform? Which would be the toughest for you to see wearing that orange and black? And for me, the three would be Kershaw, Seager, and Bellinger. That would be tough if you're a Dodger fan to see one of those three guys in a Giants uniform. And by the way, Kershaw is a free agent after this upcoming season. So is Seager. Bellinger still under control for a few years. He settled his arbitration case and is going to make $16 million this year. So for me, those are the three that would be tough to see in a Giants uniform. We saw Oral Hershiser in a Giants uniform. It doesn't come any tougher than that to see a beloved Dodger who has meant so much to the franchise and organization wear that Giants uniform. And I guess if you could see Juan Marichal wearing a Dodger uniform, then anything can happen. But it'll be weird to see Alex Wood wearing that Giants orange and black next year. But it's probably a sign of more things to come as the Giants get better and Farhan Zaidi is familiar with so many Dodger players. If they're available, he may go after them. And Brandon Crawford's contract is up after this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Giants maybe throw their hat in the ring for a guy like Corey Seager. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. So I feel like I've given out a lot of advice here tonight on how to make things happen and to really break down third base for the Dodgers. Now, if you're looking to see other options outside of Marcus Semien and Justin Turner for the Dodgers, yes, the Dodgers were very interested in DJ LeMahieu. It wasn't just going through the motions exercise to check the temperature on whether or not he would sign with the Dodgers. They wanted him, but he just wanted to stay with the Yankees that much more. Everybody knew that he preferred to stay with the Yankees if they stepped up, and they finally did. They gave him 6 years. He was asking for 5, and they went above and beyond and gave him 6. Now, a couple of other options that I've mentioned in the past couple of weeks are pretty much closing. The Reds now have changed their mind again and are not making any more trades. So Eugenio Suarez off the table. Chris Bryant from the Cubs, I guess he could be had in a trade, but is he better than Justin Turner? Absolutely not. And especially absolutely not for the Dodgers. So for me, Justin Turner and the Dodgers are making their way back to each other. Very close, very slow pace, but they're making their way back to each other. And I fully expect Justin Turner to be wearing a Dodger uniform next year or this season since we are in 2021. All right, when we come back, your thoughts on three Dodgers you would never want to see wear a Giants uniform. And also a couple of, milestones for one and the other we lost from Tommy Lasorda's coaching staff last week. So I want to give them the respect they deserve, and we'll tackle the bullpen for the Dodgers. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock right here on AM 570 LA Sports.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Off-Season Dodger Talk. Call 866-987-2578. And now your host for Off-Season Dodger Talk, David Bassett.
This is Dodger Talk, David Bassett with you until 8 o'clock tonight here on AM570 LA Sports. During the month of January, Dodger Talk has been relegated to Mondays because we have so much great play-by-play on the station. The Clippers, NBA condensed schedule, they're playing almost every night, it seems, during the week. And we also have UCLA basketball, who's having a good season under Mick Cronin. So a lot of good hoops on AM570 LA Sports. And don't forget, next Monday, we will not be on the air because we will be playing a great special in honor of Kobe Bryant's passing that our friends at KFI, our sister station KFI, put together. So that'll be on in place of Dodger Talk next Monday. You may hear from me on Wednesday next week. That's the only other day that we could possibly have Dodger Talk, so we'll see how it lays out. But next Monday, we will not be with you because we will be honoring Kobe Bryant with a special on what took place a year ago, unfortunately. Can't believe it's been almost a year that we lost Kobe Bryant. Hey, I want to say thank you to my guy Robert Corrigan out there at Mama's in Los Alamitos. I went to meet a friend to get some food there, and it is one of the best places I have ever tasted. Everything on their menu is really awesome. Robert's a big Dodger fan, so he invited me down there. So I appreciate him giving me the tip. And the family loved the food that I brought home, so it was awesome. And also, I saw a couple of Dodger fans out there. So we're big in Los Alamitos, I guess. The Dodgers are big everywhere, let's face it. But Dodger talk, come on. You never know. But anyway, it was great to see everybody out there at Mama's in Los Alamitos. And on my way home, I obviously had to stop by the great Phil Trainees in Long Beach, where he is serving takeout. So it was great to see Phil in the kitchen. He's not cooking anymore, but he's overseeing, and he gets in there once in a while. So it was great to see Phil down there in Long Beach and hang out with him for a quick minute there. You don't want to stick around too soon since we're all trying to be socially distanced. But I couldn't be all the way down there and not say hi to my guy, Phil Trainee. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We got good news last week from David Price, who is part of the Players Alliance, and he was out there with the rest of all the players that play Major League Baseball and make their off-season home in the Phoenix area. That's where the Players Alliance whole country stop is going on, and they made their stop in Phoenix last week, and David Price was out there handing out balls, bats, baseballs to a lot of underprivileged kids. I saw Howie Kendrick out there. Cody Bellinger was out there. I know Clayton Kershaw, Torrey Hunter, and Matt Kemp were out there in Dallas, waiting for them to come to L.A. because Mookie Betts is a big supporter of the Players Alliance. But anyway, David Price was interviewed a couple of times about the Players Alliance, and somehow they got some baseball questions in on him, and I saw him on MLB Network, and he said that his arm is feeling better than it has in a whole year. Remember, David Price had that wrist surgery where it alleviated some of the pain that was going into his left hand. He actually couldn't feel the baseball a couple of years ago, and that's part of the reason why he wasn't performing like everybody knows David Price could. So not only did he say his arm and his wrist are feeling better than they have in a year, But even just 6 months ago, it wasn't feeling as good as it is now. So that's a great sign for the Dodgers that David Price is going to be back in their rotation. And I know you may have forgot about him, but he is a big part of constructing this rotation and constructing this pitching staff to have Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, and David Price as your first three is huge. And then you add Julio Urias as your number four starter. And now we're talking about Tony Gonsolin, and you have Dustin May in your bullpen or getting a full minor league season to develop and try to find that third pitch. That is what I call a pitching rotation, not just two or three guys, but now you're five or six deep. And I wouldn't rule out the Dodgers still considering Trevor Bauer. I don't know if that's close, far. I'll just say this. The Dodgers have kicked the tires on him. I don't know whether or not they came away thinking, let's go back to that guy. Because obviously, you're not just dealing with Trevor Bauer, the pitcher. There's everything else that he wants to do. He wants a lot of attention. He loves his YouTube channel. And, you know, I can't argue that he's bringing attention to the game, but there are constructive ways to do it. So, I don't know. I don't know if Trevor Bauer's the right guy for the Dodgers in this clubhouse. I know Alex Wood told me in spring training last year that he really enjoyed being teammates with Bauer when they were in Cincinnati, and he learned a lot from Bauer. So, you know, there's pluses and minuses to Trevor Bauer. You just have to weigh whether or not the pluses are more than the minuses and whether or not you want to deal with that. I think that's the biggest question every team is asking themselves when it comes to Trevor Bauer this offseason. He's the best pitcher. He's the only starting pitcher on the free agent market, and he's far and away better than anybody else out there. So there's a reason why teams have not been rushing to sign him. What is that reason? Does it have to do with the attention that he brings and all the things he says on his YouTube channel and on his Twitter? Or is there something else? It's not just the way it was put to me today by another major league manager on another team that's not the Dodgers, so it wasn't Dave Roberts, is you're not just signing Trevor Bauer. There's more there. His agent, him, they want more than just a team that wants him to pitch. So those are the reasons that a lot of teams are saying no thank you. They don't want to deal with it. But we'll see whether or not the Dodgers, Padres, and Mets pull the trigger on signing Trevor Bauer. We'll have to wait and see. But honestly, for me, the starting rotation would not be at the forefront of how to shore up the Dodgers at this point. I feel like the Dodgers themselves, Andrew Friedman, is looking for another bullpen piece. They have brought back Blake Treinen. They have made the trade or picked up off of waivers Corey Knebel. If he could go back to where he was in 2018, that's a big boost for the Dodgers. We found out about Victor Gonzalez during the playoffs last year. So the Dodgers have Victor Gonzalez emerging for a full season in their bullpen. And then you have Dylan Floro who's back, Scott Alexander who's back, Kenley Jansen is back. Pedro Baez signed with the Houston Astros, so he's not back. And when you say, oh, yeah, Pedro Baez, he was awful for 7 years. Really, he wasn't awful. Yes, he had a lot of shortcomings in the postseason, but Pedro Baez wasn't awful. He served a purpose, especially in the regular season. He was a guy that would pitch three games in a row, four out of five, and not complain about it, answer the phone and say yes. And he was effective. He was really good, and he was learning how to pitch while in the major leagues. He was a converted third baseman in 2013, and he was only like 2 years removed from being a third baseman, and he was thrown into the fire and thrown into high-leverage fires in games. And I thought he was judged a little unfairly early on in his seven-year major league career with the Dodgers. And then he started to learn the changeup, and he became even better. So I would say, you know, Pedro Baez needs to be replaced in that bullpen as far as workload goes. And he got some big outs, especially the last couple of years. So I would not discount losing Pedro Baez. And I feel like part of the reason why the Dodgers brought Blake Treinen back is because he shares some of those same characteristics where he will take the ball and he will not say no. And you have Joe Kelly. How could I forget my guy, Joe Kelly? Same thing. Will not say no. Now, he's had some arm problems the last couple of years where he's had to go on the injured list for extended period of time. So he's another guy that, you know, he would take the ball every day if he's physically able. But the Dodgers still need another guy. You can't go into the season with Blake Treinen as your best reliever or second best reliever. And I feel like the Dodgers understand that, and that's why you're hearing them connected to guys like Brad Hand and Kirby Yates. Kirby Yates now. It came out earlier tonight or yesterday that Kirby Yates has narrowed it down to five teams that he is considering signing with. You would hope the Dodgers are one of those five that he's considering because his nasty split-finger fastball is the different look that Andrew Friedman was describing when he said he wanted to construct a bullpen that gave you different looks. And nobody would give the Dodgers a different look more than Kirby Yates, who would come with that split-fingered fastball. Nobody else has that on the team, and he could strike out hitters. The Dodger bullpen, if there was one thing you could point to that they needed to get better at, was striking out hitters. They did not strike out a lot of hitters. They induced a lot of contact, and when you try to get ground ball outs or you're getting fly ball outs, a lot you're leaving it up to a little margin of I guess, I don't want to say chance, but there is that margin that things can go wrong when a guy puts the ball in play. Now, luckily for the Dodger pitchers, they have a lot of good fielders. You have two Gold Glove outfielders in Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. And A.J. Pollock is going to get his full share in left field. He was a former Gold Glover as well when he's with the Diamondbacks. So you have that covered in the outfield. Now you want to make sure that your infield defense is as good as possible. And what also adds to the Dodgers pitchers being, you know, really supported by defense is not only the actual talent of the players the Dodgers have assembled, but also the way the Dodgers' information allows Dino Ebel and last year George Lombard with the outfielders to position the players in the right spot. So, and, you know, everybody's talking about the shifts in baseball. Well, the Dodgers don't always do the extreme shift. They're really good at positioning their infielders so they don't force their infielders to have to take more than three or four steps to make a play. And I'm being generous when I say three or four. They're trying to limit it to one or two. And that's why the Dodger defense has been so good. Their information has been really good as far as scouting the opposing teams and positioning their players. But the Dodgers still need that reliever that is going to get those strikeouts. Blake Treinen can get the strikeouts. Don't get me wrong. Joe Kelly can get those strikeouts. But the numbers bear out. And when I'm talking about numbers, I'm talking about the facts and not high-end statistics that nobody can comprehend that's watching the games. These are statistics that you can look up and easily see. The Dodgers were in the middle of the pack as far as their bullpen goes in getting strikeouts. And especially in the postseason, you need relievers that can get strikeouts. Forget about the regular season. We're talking about high-leverage postseason outs. You need strikeouts, and the Dodgers were very fortunate at times to get some really good defense behind them. I mean, who could forget those outs in the outfield by Bellinger and Mookie Betts? How fortunate they were to have those plays made behind them when they couldn't get the strikeouts. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to our friend Isabel in Anaheim. Hi, Izzy. Thanks for calling.
Hey, David, anytime. First of all, I got to say I'm so sorry here about Vince Scully's wife, and I'm so sorry here about Tommy Lasorda. So yeah. I needed to get that off. I've been dying to say that the last 2 weeks. But anyway, listen, any daughter who becomes a Giant is a bad thing, okay? I don't care. Even you decided to go to the Giants, I will never forgive you, but I know you wouldn't.
I can't afford San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, okay, I know you wouldn't, Dave. I wouldn't want you to leave. I'd be devastated if you left, you know that. But the Dodgers can get him. Yeah, we do need a backup Stanton. We do need more pitching, and we probably. I don't know about the hitting yet. That's on you. You show the next time, whatever. But they look. Hopefully, Justin can come back. I'm really looking forward to this season.
All right, Isabel, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570. Yeah, it was sad last week to lose two big parts of the Dodger family. Obviously, the Hall of Famer and one of the greatest Dodgers of all time, Tommy Lasorda. And also, the Dodger family lost Sandy Scully, who was Vin Scully's wife. So it was a tough week for the Dodgers last week, and it was even tougher. It got even tougher because Tommy Lasorda's hitting coach from 1987 to 1993, Ben Hines, passed away over the weekend as well. So the Dodgers lost Ben Hines, who was Tommy's hitting coach from 87 to 93. And also, I guess we want to say congratulations to Tommy's third base coach. Joe Amalfitano retired from baseball last week, and many regard him as the greatest third base coach ever that the Dodgers have ever had, and maybe the greatest third base coach in baseball history, at least in the last 30 or 40 years. So our best to Joe Amalfitano, who is going to enjoy retirement. We'll try to get Joey on. He's a San Pedro guy. Petros and his dad and Phil Traney, they all love Joe Amalfitano. So we'll try to get him on to celebrate his retirement. He's a big mentor to a lot of people. Dino Ebel, the current Dodgers third base coach. Joe Amalfitano was his mentor when he was a player in the minor leagues and also became a manager in the Dodger minor league organization. Ron Renicki, same thing. Ron Renicki is regarded as the best third base coach in the last 10 years. In baseball, 20 years. So those three guys are guys that I have heard that are far and above better than any third base coach out there. Joe Amalfitano, the godfather of third base coaches, Ron Renicki, and Dino Ebel, all disciples of Joe Amalfitano. So that says a lot about Joey. 866-987-2570. Like I mentioned earlier, we're not going to be on next Monday night. We're going to have a special on Kobe Bryant's passing. It's going to be a year next week. So our thoughts and prayers are with Vanessa and the girls and all of Kobe's family, his parents and sisters. So many people love Kobe, and it's going to be tough next week to have to see the news, hear the news that it's been a year since we lost Kobe Bryant. So that's going to be tough, and we're not going to be on the air next Monday night. But look for us next Wednesday, and we'll try to get one of your world champion Dodgers on the show as well. So the Dodgers right now finding a way to add to this roster, and it seems like the hot stove is moving a little bit more, especially after DJ LeMahieu signed with the Yankees. I know a lot of players believe that once that happened, then other dominoes will fall. Now, as far as the season goes, Major League Baseball has said that teams should prepare to open camp as expected, right around Valentine's Day. So that is what I've been told. The team, the Dodgers, are moving towards that. The rest of the league is moving towards that date. But I will say this. I wouldn't be surprised if they delayed it a couple of weeks or maybe a month, because they still want to find a way to make this season work and to get you into the stands. So I know that's what the plan is right now, to open training camp and have pitchers and catchers report right around Valentine's Day. But it's a lot easier to tell teams and tell players to be ready for that date rather than telling them to hurry up and get ready when they pick some other date. So we're looking towards that, and we will have the spring training games on our air when they start. But my personal opinion is, yes, they are reporting around Valentine's Day, and players are preparing for that. But there are close to 300 free agents still unsigned, and it's January 18th. So we're a month away from what Major League Baseball is saying be ready to open up camp, and we don't have half of the free agents that are out there signed yet. And we're talking about some significant free agents. It's one thing to talk about the Bowers, the Real Mudos, the Justin Turners out there, but how about the Jock Petersons, the Kike Hernandezes, the Marcus Simeons? There's a lot of good players out there. Kirby Yates, Brad Hand. I could go on and on here. There's close to 300 free agents that still haven't signed, and we're just a month away. So teams, the front offices, don't seem to be putting their rosters together with a lot of urgency. And I don't blame the teams for this. I kind of blame the leadership with Major League Baseball, because number one, you just found out that, yes, tell your players, tell your organizations to be ready for pitchers and catchers to report from a month from now. And also, they still are kind of flailing in the wind on whether or not there's going to be a DH in the National League. That's pretty significant when you're a GM and you want to put together a team and you only have X amount of dollars at your disposal, and you don't know whether or not to include a DH roster spot or don't include a DH roster spot. That is significant. So Major League Baseball might want to tell their teams one way or the other that there is going to be a DH or there is not going to be a DH. And they should let the fans know too. I mean, you got to communicate with your fan base and let them know what the rules are going to be for this season. I mean, we've seen reports from writers, and is that Major League Baseball just leaking it to the reporters to try to gauge the temperature of you and how you feel about that? Or is that something real and tangible? But all I could tell you is, if I'm Andrew Friedman right now, and I don't know whether or not there's going to be a DH, that really changes, A, how many years I decide to give Justin Turner, and B, whether or not I can go out there and sign a guy like Marcus Simeon and tell him, yeah, you're going to have an everyday spot, because Marcus Simeon is not a backup player. He's an everyday player somewhere. So, and how about JT Realmuto as a catcher? Are you a DH? Are you a catcher? Am I going to have days like that? If I'm committing 5 years plus $100 million to JT Realmuto, I want to know 3 years from now, or even this upcoming year, that I may have a chance to use him as a DH. So for me, that is what's holding up all these players signing. It's not whether or not players or teams are saying, you know what, we're going to play chicken with these players and their agents and hold out and not sign these guys. No. How can you put together a team if you don't even know how many roster spots you're going to have? And if you're going to have a roster spot as significant in the National League as a DH, the American League teams, they're free to sign their guys. But the National League teams, how do they know what to do? So for me, I really empathize with the National League GMs out there, because they don't know one way or the other if there's going to be a DH or not in the National League. And if they do know, they're not really acting upon it. And a prime example of is there going to be a DH or is there not going to be a DH is Marcell Ozuna. Now, the Dodgers were linked to Ozuna last week, but how can you say Marcell Ozuna is going to play in the Dodgers outfield? There's no way he's going to play over A.J. Pollock, who's making $12, $13 million this year. But if there's a DH, then Marcell Ozuna fits and may fit better than a guy like Marcus Simeon. I don't think Ozuna's the Dodgers type of guy. He doesn't play defense. He's a great hitter. He's a right-handed hitter that's really good, but I don't see the Dodgers dedicating the DH to one player if it goes that way. But that's a great example. A player like Marcell Ozuna would have a lot more teams in the mix for him if there was a DH. But we still don't know whether or not there is going to be a DH. So, hello, Rob Manfred. You might want to let your teams know what to expect and what rules to play by. It's unbelievable. Really, it is unbelievable that we still, January 18th, and we still don't have any word from Major League Baseball officially on whether or not we are going by the same rules as a year ago with a DH in the National League or not. What other sport does this? It's incredible. So hopefully there is some sort of concrete answer there, and that's when I believe you'll start to see some of these offensive players start to sign with teams. That'll do it for us this week on Dodger Talk. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. In case you missed any of the information I had when it came to the hot stove, you could podcast at am570lasports.com or by downloading the iHeartRadio app. Hope you enjoyed your Martin Luther King Day. Don't forget what the day is about. He was a great man with a lot of great messages that we definitely need to lean upon in 2021. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Appreciate all your help back there, Colin. And we will talk to you next week. We won't be back with you next Monday, but look for us next Wednesday. Have a great night. See ya.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.